AircheckDownloads.com.
Late Night Live with Dave Barrett.
Thanks a lot to Charlie. Good evening. Welcome to Thursday's Late Night Live. Joining me in the studio tonight is Dirk Anthony. Dirk is GWRFM's program director. He's the man who makes the decisions about what you hear coming out of your wireless when you've got it switched to GWR. So we welcome your comments. We welcome your questions about GWR tonight. What do you like? What do you not like? What do you think we could do better? Your views, your questions, your comments, whatever you want to say about GWR, Dirk's the man who makes the decisions. You can talk to him direct on the programme tonight between now and 12 on our usual number.
Swindon, 618888.
All right, if you want to call us, Bristol, 298888, Bath, 44888, or Swindon, 618888. Let's welcome Dirk along to the show. Dirk, welcome.
Hi.
Okay, into the lion's den, as they say.
Yeah.
Just before we go to some calls, let's just pick up one point that I guess we may get some questions about, so let's get to it straight away. And it's something that often I hear people say, and that's about repetition of songs on GWR. People say, I keep hearing that song over and over again. What do you say to that?
Well, it's an interesting point that in all of the places that I've worked before, that it is the main issue for a music station. Basically, that we have a situation where the radio station must play people's favourite songs, and therefore, if somebody listens for half an hour of a morning or half an hour of an afternoon or on their way to work or home, then they, when they turn the radio on, they want to hear their favourite song. So when they do turn the radio on, if it's not there, nobody listens, or people don't listen. So when we make the promise to our listeners that we play a better music mix, that song should be there. So to do that, we must make sure that we have enough songs to play and make sure that we don't put too many bad ones in amongst the mix.
Right.
And obviously, it's a very delicate issue to make sure that that song, that favourite song, does get played. So how do you say it? Five of somebody's favourite songs, if they turn on for half an hour, they don't hear one of them, then they're saying, well, you're not really living up to the promise of playing my favourite music, my better music mix.
Would it be fair to say then that a lot of listeners will only listen for a set amount of time per day, but those who do have GW on all day, which is great, because that's what we want people to
absolutely
do.
Absolutely.
But they are going to tend to hear the same records coming round.
Well, they'll hear a certain amount each week, and we change our music, our what we call our current songs, the most popular songs in the land at the time. We change them weekly, and we review that. And so if somebody says, well, the most popular song that's played at the moment, I don't particularly like, they will hear it less and less as the weeks progress. But at the same time, their best friend might think that same song that they don't like is actually their favourite, so it's a difficult one.
All right, let's go to some calls. Bristol 298888, Bath 44888, or Swindon 618888. If you want to talk to Dirk Anthony, GWR FM's programme director, the man who makes the decisions about GWR, your chance to talk directly to him. And Kate is first in Bath. Hi, Kate.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, what did you want to ask?
The thing is, you hit Rushes of Mare in a big way by doing the big road shows, and also Bristol. What I want to know is, why isn't Bath getting the same treatment?
As in road shows?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think that's an interesting one. It's been a difficult time for GWRFM in the sense that we haven't had the opportunity. Actually, our roadshow rig was stolen about 8 months ago, and we've been going through the insurance and the courts to actually get the insurance money to get a brand new rig. And currently, we are doing that. And yes, we have been spending some more time in some of the other areas of our coverage than in Bath. But I can assure you that we've got some exciting outdoor activities planned for the summer, of which Bath will get their very fair share.
Great.
That's so something cool to look forward to then.
Yes, that'd be great.
All right,
thank you very much.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot. Well, this one's satisfied customer. Carl's in Wootton Bassett. Hi, Carl.
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, hi.
I've got a number of questions that I could
okay, go on then, far away.
First of all, about the sports commentary. In Swindon, we used to have a very good sports commentary. It was taken off air, and now the only sports commentary which is available is one on Wiltshire Sound, where they've got really rubbish commentators.
I'm sure they'll be pleased to hear you say that.
Well, it's true, though.
Okay.
Where's the loyalty? Because a couple of years ago, it was all GWR supports Swindon Town when they're being relegated. And what's happened to all that?
All right, let's start with the first. It does seem that we've cut down on our sports coverage.
Have
okay, we have cut down on the Swindon Town commentary. We've cut down on a number of the football fixtures in that sense, because we went out to the audience and asked them what was important to them from this radio station, and obviously we've a certain amount of things we can do. And as a music station, we felt that we were much better served supporting Swindon Town in some of their other activities than actually commentary. There is quite a great deal of opportunity for people to find out what's happening with Swindon Town if they're looking for that sort of detail, as in Wiltshire Sound. Whether their presenters are any good at doing it or not is up to the individual, of course, but we felt that we were best serving our listeners by offering an alternative to Wiltshire Sound, and that's to play great music. What we felt though from the audience response that we got was that if you're interested in finding out where the town are at the moment, have they got a goal in there, is somebody been sent off the field, we will do that every 20 minutes on a Saturday afternoon to make sure that information was put forward. But the most important thing that we want to put forward to our audience is what they keep asking us for, and that's loads and loads of music, and that's what we're trying to put across at all times.
Okay, do you want to go on to your next point?
Right, well, would there be any possibility of a sports commentary going on to the medium wave frequency, the classic
this
gold?
This is classic gold, yeah. Okay. Well, the classic gold is also a radio station that is a music station, and there are some companies around the UK which decide, well, we won't put it on FM, we'll relegate our sports commentary to the AM service, and we're very proud of our AM service, and that offers a music service to an older audience to GWR-FM, and so it's important to us to make sure that those music lovers are also catered for, and it's the same sort of principle. If you're a music fan, then the last thing you want to do is have football commentary. And we felt that by researching the market and asking what the listeners wanted, they were catered for by Wiltshire Sound. Again, if their commentators aren't up to your standard, that's something for them to look at. But we felt that Classic Gold, on the same principle as us, needed to provide a great music service right around the clock.
Okay.
Right.
Next one
is about news.
Yep.
Well, first of all, it hasn't happened so much after Christmas, but before Christmas, local news didn't seem to happen at all in the bulletins. It seemed to be all overtaken by Bristol stories, and a couple of Wiltshire stories would be pushed in at the end. The other thing I think is tacky now is, and the Now We're Up To Date. I used to drive through Bristol, and I used to listen to their news, and I used to think that sounded tacky then, but now why have we got it here as well? Because it does sound tacky.
All right,
tacky.
It's kind of a tagline,
yeah,
on the end of the news bulletin.
So.
I think it's, there are a number of ways of getting out of a news service, and we happen to choose a Now You're Up To Date. We used to use First for local news, and I think that is a personal choice, and I appreciate that some people may not feel that that's their favourite slogan. I think as far as the local news content goes, Sean Hodgetts, the news editor here in Swindon, prides himself on being in touch with the community and knowing what is important news. We also ask the community what sort of news categories are important to you. Now, do you want to know what's happening in the local council, or do you really want to know what's important to your kids' health? And a health story may not necessarily be local, but if it's important to a Swindon person, you could say that that's a local story. I think we can always do better, but I really do believe that the first priority for this newsroom in Swindon, for the one in Bristol and Bath, is to make sure that we cater for the local, what's important to the local listeners. If that's a local story, then we'll be out there to get it.
Carl, do you believe that wasn't happening then? Do you believe that, from your point of view being in Swindon, that the Wiltshire stories were kind of tagged on the end and weren't sort of there, given as much prominence?
Well, there seemed to be a period. I mean, when we weren't getting the newsreaders we were used to doing the bulletins, in the morning it was fine.
Right.
In the evening we were getting newsreaders we weren't used to.
Was this over the holiday though, or was it just...
No, this was
about, before.
I think 6 to 8 weeks before Christmas.
Right. Okay.
And they were... A, they were mispronouncing Wiltshire towns and villages, and B, it seemed that Wiltshire stores were being pushed to the end of the
year. Sure.
For the last 2 weeks, it hasn't seemed to have happened.
So, are you pleased with it again now?
I'm pleased with it again now. I'm glad it's back to how
okay,
it was.
Okay, maybe there were some technical reasons or some other reason why it kind of changed over at some point.
I think it's fair to say that you will go through periods when you've got different people doing different things, and they need to ingratiate themselves with the local community. At the end of the day, I think it's very important to understand that as a radio station serving Wiltshire, that and also serving Bristol, because we're in Bristol as well at the moment, moment, that we all service our areas as best as we can. And there are times when we do it extremely well, and there are is the odd occasion, he says, well, I have to say that, where we could do it better. And at all times, we will endeavour to do it even better.
All right.
I've got another one.
All right, final one.
Yeah, final one. What it is it's actually about that point. 6 o'clock news, up until the 6 o'clock news, we've got Wiltshire Travel, and then after 6 o'clock, what seems to happen is you've got this bloke called Andrew Griffiths there talking on about Bristol Bath traffic, when if you're in Wiltshire, stuck where there's a car accident, you're not being told about it.
Well, if you had a listen tonight, you would have noticed that...
Sandy tonight and last night as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You've preempted us. Maybe you gave somebody a call here, but we've been able to find a way of being able to deliver that even better, and that's one of the things that we've done last night and tonight, and we'll be delivering that even better than we've ever done before.
Is there a danger, Dirk, to be fair here, that when stations get big and when they're trying to serve big areas, that they do lose out on being local?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, there are times where this show now is being networked between Swindon and Bristol, and you do sometimes. I mean, somebody in Bristol could say, well, I don't really give a toss about what's happening in Wiltshire, and Wiltshire people will say the same about Bristol. There comes an economy of scale, and there's some value in being able to pay a high paid presenter like you, Dave, across the two sites.
Okay. Carl, thank you for your questions. I hope we answered those okay. Is he there? Oh, he's disappeared, I think. Okay, thanks for calling. Let's go to Greg. Craig on the line now. Hi, Craig. Yes, Craig, thank you. Shame. Katie in Purton. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Yes. What did you want to say?
I wanted to know who chooses the type of music it gets played, because I don't think there's enough like new British bands on the station.
Okay, Dirk.
Well, it's a good question. What we do as a radio station, we identify the audience that we're trying to attract, and the target audience for GWR-FM is the 20 to 40 year olds. And we even sort of go a little bit further than that and say, well, 25 to 35 year olds are the core audience. They're what we call the swinging voter. And to try and get that that particular audience interested in our station, we've got to play the music that suits them. And they may not be as may not be as interested in some of the newer talent that maybe the younger people are. So it's very difficult for us to be able to do that. We try as hard as we can to offer an opportunity to break new bands, and we certainly do that with our First Cut competition, which we did with HTV. And we continue to offer opportunities to highlight new local bands in the GWR transmission area, but it's very difficult for us to expose a new indie band to a 30-year-old male or female in this area. In any area in the UK, they just find it very difficult. They want to hear their favourite songs and their well-known artists.
Do you want to come back there, or does that answer your question?
Well, I mean, I've been to, like, concerts and things where there are people that age who are really into the music.
Sure. Absolutely. What we're trying to do is get as many people listening to us as possible, and there will be certain sections of that particular age group that I mentioned that will absolutely adore us playing brand new bands that have never been heard before. Unfortunately, there's just not enough of them around for us to do it on a regular basis.
Who is going to be left to do that, though? Because most commercial stations now are very much targeting their audiences.
Yep.
And they're all playing Phil Collins, they're all playing the Eurythmics.
Yep.
But they're not playing new bands. Who's going to actually break those new bands ready for stations like GWR to play them in the future?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the main role for that is the radio stations where we pay a license fee to, and that's Radio 1.
Right.
And I think Radio 1's decline has been simply that there's been a lot of commercial stations taking over the area which they were sort of famous for, and that's playing all of DLT's favourite songs and Simon Bates' favourite songs. Mm. And what needs to happen with the changing face of radio nowadays is that they must assume the role of helping to break new bands. As the nation's own radio station, they should be doing that, and they have the opportunity to, because they don't have market forces dictating what sort of size audience they need.
Sure. Okay, Katie, thank you for your call there. We'll take a break. Back in just a moment. Dirk Anthony is my guest tonight. Dirk is GWR-FM's programme director. It's your chance to put your views to the man who makes the decisions about GWR. Back in a second.
Aircheckdownloads.com.